A fugitive member of the so-called Lackawanna Six apparently has surrendered to authorities in Yemen. That's the good news. But while he is one of America's most wanted terrorists, the United States government has had trouble getting Yemen to turn him over. We have more this morning from NPR's FBI correspondent, Dina Temple-Raston.
The Lackawanna Six were known as America's first homegrown sleeper cell. In the spring of 2001, six members of the Yemeni American community of Lackawanna, just outside of Buffalo, packed their bags and traveled to Afghanistan to attend an al-Qaeda camp called Al-Farouk. They shot weapons, learned to make bombs, and even met with Osama bin Laden. And nearly all of them returned home to resume rather ordinary middle-class lives. All of them, that is, but Jaber El-Banna. FBI spokesman Richard Kolko.
Well, Jaber El-Banna is one of the top 24 terrorists we've been looking for indicted. He's on FBI.gov. There's a picture and a wanted poster of him. He's been in Yemen. Several months ago, he escaped from jail, and there were reports last week that he was back in jail, and we have not really confirmed his status at this point.
The FBI isn't confirming that El-Banna is behind bars because of an odd dance they've had to do with the Yemeni authorities. Officials in Yemen will say they have a terrorist fugitive in prison one day, and then he will be gone the next. One former FBI official familiar with the case said El-Banna's arrest in Yemen is like a catch-and-release program. He's been arrested and let go a few times. El-Banna was in Yemen's maximum security prison last year when he escaped. He and two dozen prisoners dug a tunnel out of the facility and emerged from under the woman's bathroom floor of a nearby mosque.
He escaped with a good group of other prisoners from the jail in Yemen and had, I guess, been on the lam for quite a while and was reported to be under arrest again last week. We also have a legal attaché that is stationed in Yemen. They'll work with the local authorities there to try and determine his current status, and we'll have to go from there.
The Lackawanna Six has become a marquee case for the Bush administration's war on terror. When officials talk about battlefield successes, Lackawanna is always in that list. The FBI learned about the Lackawanna Six by sheer luck. They received an anonymous letter. They then watched the men for a year, hoping, among other things, that El-Banna would return. And he never did. The FBI finally arrested the group on material support charges in September 2002. Rod Personius is one of the defense attorneys.
The greatest significance of that case was the timing. The arrest took place on the one-year anniversary after 9/11, and the case was used by the Bush administration as evidence that they were in their words, winning the war on terrorism.
The FBI doesn't expect El-Banna will shed any more light on the Lackawanna Six case. The men who returned to New York admitted going to Afghanistan and even said they met Osama bin Laden. They provided information about their recruitment and details about the camps themselves. They eventually pleaded guilty and are now serving between 7 and 10 years in prison. According to Tom Sanderson of the Center for Strategic and International Studies, what Jaber El-Banna can provide is a goldmine of information on what came next.
He may have gone back to Yemen or stayed in Yemen to do things that the group in New York were not doing. So many, many details remain to be surfaced about this individual.
Including whether the Yemeni government will decide that the third time is the charm and will finally hand Jaber El-Banna over to U.S. authorities. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.